dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Did Kearney grow, Daddy? That's all I want to know. Is Kearney bigger? Did like 5,000 more people descend on Kearney after the storm?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Just a lot of people out there this week. A lot of people.
Got to leave just a little bit earlier.
Not just the college kids. It's a lot of people out there.
Okay.
No, I don't think it matters what time you leave. I mean, yeah, I just snuck in here. Yes, I'm not going to lie about that. But it just seems like there's more people out there. This time, noon, lunch, morning, night, all the time. And not just because college is back in session.
Some people have changed jobs and are around more. Got time to listen to our show, apparently. Dave, I'm coming for you, buddy. I'll deal with you later.
By the way, okay, Doug and Daddy Show, always, sometimes we kind of forget that, you know what, somebody might be driving through and popping on this for the first time ever. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug, due to our big daddy, Tony Davis, is sitting alongside me, you know, as he does, well, he's on about as often as Jim Rome, you know, about 8 months a year. So Daddy's back from vacation. He's in with us here. And we're still trying to knock a home run out of the park with the show here. We'll be here for the next hour. We're going to talk a little baseball in this January. Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson is going to join us today and talk about their meet and greet coming up in Grand Island. They're bringing about half or three quarters of the team. I don't know. It's a bunch of them. They're coming up Saturday morning. Also, we're going to talk with Jim Bovey. Not so much about Hastings College baseball, but we'll touch on that. But he was inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame in Dallas last weekend, and I thought maybe it would be better to talk to him afterwards and get the whole experience and what it was like, because we've known for some time that he was going in. So both those folks are going to join us on the show today. Colin Cowherd just talking about this whole Tennessee, Southern Cal, and I know they're beating it to death. I want to take it a little different direction here. They are throwing the recruiting coordinator, Orgeron, under the bus here. Okay, now, apparently this is going to be a violation already, that they're contacting some of the recruits that this coaching staff recruited to come to Tennessee. And they have been contacted saying, maybe
not
you don't
go to
want
class.
To. Well, now we don't know what they said, okay? First off, we don't know what they said. And second off, I mean, yeah, they want these guys, secondly, they want these guys, if they want to come with them to Southern California. They recruited these guys because they know they're good. We have already been through this at UNK, at the University of Nebraska, mainly with basketball players. This is why we lost the young man to Memphis last year.
Robert Sally.
Yeah, that's why we lost him. If they enroll and attend that first class, I believe, again, you never know with the NCAA, then they're kind of screwed for a whole year. A whole year. Aren't these coaches trying to help the student-athletes here? I mean, nobody's looking at it that way. Now, yes, I'm sure that they're in it for their own selfish reasons. But let the kid know that, you know what, if you do go to class Monday and if you do want to come with us, you do not want to go to class Monday. I'm not saying come with us to Southern California. If we can talk to you, we'd love to have you. But I want you to know that this option is that you should not go to class if you are thinking, because then you are out for a considerable amount of time.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Nobody's brought that part up. Nobody. Have you heard anybody bring that up? No, we're going to, Lane Kiffin's an ass, and we're going to throw him under the bus, and these kids are being, you know, exploited. No. No, they're not. 888-455-ESPN's the number, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Dent Popper, they know you've been banged around by the recent storms. They can suck some of those dents right out of your vehicle at a very minimal charge. They'll give you the free estimate. Check them out on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. The email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Just had a call, guys. He didn't want to go on the air. He didn't want to tell me his name either.
I don't
either,
want to hear about
it. He said Orgeron is a dirty pig, and he brought all those thugs to Miami when he was there as well.
See, the recruiting scandal book... What's the name of the book? It was the Moneyball in Baseball was the name of the book. Steve, number two fan out there, and he read the book. That book was centered on that guy and all the crap that went on. I think that was at Mississippi at the time. For some reason, Mississippi comes to mind. The whole book was about this one guy, or mostly about this one guy, and that was him. Now, how for all the scandal and all the violations supposedly about Orgeron, why is he still around? Why hasn't the NCAA, because they're looking out for the student athletes so much, stepped in and said, "Buddy, why don't you find another line of work, like an agent?" Because apparently that's what the guy's doing, basically.
Well, whatever the situation is, I just think it boils down to brass tacks. The bottom line is here, it's going to help the kid. If they want to go to Tennessee, they're going to go to class. It's a done deal. If they don't want to go to Tennessee now, they want to go to Southern California. They want to follow these coaches. They are saving everybody headaches by not going to class that first day or the second day or the third day while they're making up their mind, deciding what they want to do. They're saving the University of Southern California. They're saving the University of Tennessee. They're saving the coaching staffs at both schools. They're saving their careers, their educational opportunities by not going to class and by taking that extra day or two. We always talk about the kids wanting to follow their coaches, or it's not fair when the coach leaves and then the kid just... he's already signed the piece of paper, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, volleyball, soccer, whatever it is. Well, here is that finite window where they can, and all of a sudden it's the worst thing that's ever happened. I've got that feeling. Again, Lane Kiffin, you know, yeah, everybody has that. He just has that little smell to him when he walks in the room. He's got that little, you know, sinister villain in the room of the coaches. Some people are going to call him a sleazeball. You know what? There's a lot of things that Lane Kiffin hasn't done, and there's a lot of things he hasn't been proven that he has done. So I think a lot of people are out for Lane Kiffin.
I think it's interesting when you're watching shows in the afternoon and they get people like Pat Forty on. And Pat Forty is basically a reporter for ESPN, as far as I know, and maybe at times you're paid to report facts and what you find out in stories. Well, he delivered an opinion yesterday, which I thought was shocking from the standpoint is, you may have to interview Lane Kiffin.
Nah, not now.
Not now. You're exactly right. And maybe Pat Forty thought, well, Shelly Smith handles that beat anyway. I don't ever get out that way. It doesn't matter for me. Well, you talk about not bringing the pistol to the gunfight. He pulled out the old rocket launcher and fired one right at the small Hummer that Lane Kiffin was driving in, and just blew him out of the weeds.
Got Tim from Kearney on the line, guys.
Tim making a return appearance to the Doug and Daddy Show, 888-455-ESPN. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm wondering, how can I get in so easy now but not during Troutman's Trivia?
It's a special code, Tim, special code.
I hear it.
What's
hey,
up?
You know, I understand it's probably not against the rules or, you know, ethics, one person's ethics is another person's not ethics, but would you buy a car from him? I mean, would you want your kid to go there thinking, you know, gosh, you know, he probably got his interest at heart more than my kid. And then lastly, could you see Tom Osborne doing this? Then you tell me if you think it's right or wrong.
Well, it's Tim, thanks for the call. You know, Daddy, we're in a different era. Say what you want. We're in a different era. People want to throw Kiffin under the bus because he hasn't proved himself. I disagree to some point, because USC scored 39.8 points per ball game with him as the offensive coordinator. He went to Oakland. Oakland sucked. They sucked then. They suck now. they're not going to do anything at Oakland. You had no chance. Al Davis wouldn't let him take the players he wanted. He gave him a season and four games. You cannot succeed under that kind of environment. He goes to Tennessee. They go to a bowl game. I would consider that some success. A base has been started. Who knows? Yeah, he's 34. Everybody wants to look at him as a snot-nosed kid. Well, you know what? Give him a chance. I think the Bill Cowers of the world, the Mike Tomlins of the world, the Shanahans of the world, there's a lot of coaches out there that started at a very young age. Tom Osborne, if you want to talk about Tom, a lot of people didn't like that he followed Bob Devaney as the head football coach at the University of Nebraska. And Nebraska fan, my age, how long or older, how long did it take you to accept him? They wanted him fired until he beat Oklahoma. He'd only been on the job 6 years, finally beat Oklahoma in his seventh year, finally. And they wanted him fired. Here's a coach that wanted to go or thought about going to Colorado in 79. Didn't. Tom Osborne's an outstanding man. And there's a lot of things you can point back to. And there's a lot of people in Nebraska, me included, that are jaded a lot of these opinions because we've been spurned by Bill Callahan. And a lot of people see Lane Kiffin as that cocky, arrogant coach. It's him and only him. And they don't want to talk to anybody. It's his way, and his way is the right way.
Are we shielded, and do our morals and values much, much different than what they are? I think they are somewhat than they are on either coast.
They're going to have to be.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You bring some kid to USC, I mean, that doesn't mean they aren't going to be a smart, upstanding, fine young man or woman, but there's just a little bit of edge or a little attitude. That's just, we know it. Nebraska, Midwest knows it. They coast makes fun of us. We make fun of the heck. All you had to do is listen to the banner when the Huskers and Southern Cal played for 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a different era, different. I just think there's a totally different mindset, and I think you're getting the Midwestern values and Midwestern people saying, wait a minute, this whole deal stinks. This whole deal is rotten to the core, and basically at the core you find Lane Kiffin. Now, say what you want about him, whether he's been proven, whether he's proven himself, he's done some awful. You mentioned the 40 points a game that they were able to put up. Now, granted, he was given the best players in the nation to do that with. But in
well, what should be different now?
In the third or fourth? No, what exactly. No, in the third or fourth best conference. I'll throw that in there. Nonetheless, they were winning national.
They found a way to get kids there, and that was when he's 34 now. Oh my God, that was back when he was 26, 27, 28, 29, and people were sending their kids there. Maybe he relates a little bit better to some. There's 120 colleges, Division I colleges and universities out there. Kids have to make a choice. It's not all on the coaches. Well, that's our opening banner for the show today. And, Daddy, I must say, we're getting some emails on the Doug and Daddy show here today on the Dent Popper inbox about your out-there rant to start the show yesterday, talking about when Lane Kiffin just up and left and shocked everybody. And you were saying, what if Bo Pelini just up and left and went to Michigan? Well, Joe says, you know, Doug, when you were ranting about Daddy and his negative attitude and bringing down the show, it got me thinking, why don't you just let me be the co-host on an interim basis? It will give Daddy some time to cool off. Think about it. Oh, and bummer, the Huskers totally came out flat in the second half against Kansas. It was like a tale of two teams. It was fun for a while, at least, Joe and Carney. Well, Joe, I don't know. I mean, Daddy's already been gone almost all of 2010. I don't know if he's already ready for some more time off, so there you go. We'll talk about Kansas-Nebraska basketball later. Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson coming up in our next segment. Also, hey, Daddy, if a radio gig opened up in Michigan, would you leave your show to head up there? We can only hope. Love the show, number one and number two fan.
Hey, guys, why don't you drive by? I'd love to wave at you.
We'll take a break.
Hey, you brought up a better point. And maybe Michigan was, last night, Doug, maybe Michigan is a really poor example. Maybe Michigan was a down. I was trying to get back to closer to the Youngstown area, closer to the family of Bo Pelini when I picked Michigan out. That, I just threw Michigan out because they're struggling right now as far as the football factory goes. You brought up the point is maybe the better point. If Les Miles would up and all of a sudden he got gallstones and boy just he couldn't get rid of them and boy things are going bad for Les and his family.
Yeah, okay.
He picked up and in the middle of the night decided he couldn't be the coach at LSU. Out of the blue, would Bo Pelini go back there
because he was the D coordinator,
he was the defensive coordinator, national title, that whole deal. I don't know. I do want to thank NTV for using
your that poll question.
My poll question.
That was the poll question. And by the way, before we go into break, since you threw it out there and we hadn't even talked about this in NTV, you know, I thought being a Central Nebraska boy, being a Nebraska boy, growing up, NTV has always been there, Channel 5's always been there, and 10-11 was always been there. And let's face it, after Mel Maines, you know, what is there? You know, you've got that kind of opened up the playing field, and we enjoy watching all of those folks. But what Colleen Williams and her staff did with this road less travel deal that took 6 years, and of course, you know, with the weather and the kids and all that, it wasn't every single week in Newtown, but it took 6 years to get to like 250 or 60 towns. And Silver Creek, which would have to be on the border of the coverage area, was the last one last night. That was just some good stuff. Yeah, some of it was quirky, some of it was corny, a lot of it was fun. You maybe learned a fact or two here and there, but I'll tell you what, you saw some towns maybe and some holes in the wall that you didn't even know existed, and even better, you saw some of those holes in the wall that you did know existed. That was just a whole cool segment. I don't know how you can package up 6 years, but if they don't get some kind of big-ass award for that, then there's no reason to be giving out big-ass awards. I'm going to tell you that right now. So Nebraska Broadcasters Association, whatever you got to do to package that, that should be, I mean, that is unique to what anybody has done in the state of Nebraska in years, and that whole staff should be commended. So just wanted to throw that out. Being the positive person that I am.
Good, good.
Speaking of the edge of the coverage area, here's Jim all the way down in McCook.
McCook! Well, Jim was gone. There.
Jim was there.
See, he's so much on the edge, I think he probably got knocked off. Jim, give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, always on the World Wide Web, live at ESPNSuperstation.com. The podcast is there. You can listen to it 24 hours, 7 days. Derek has the podcast up, you know, right after the show, 75-80% of the time, in the afternoon.
Yeah, the other 20% of the time, it's about 2 hours late.
Yeah, so after lunch for Derek. You know, sometimes he's got duties. But that's always up, brought to you by Cunningham Journal in the Loft, and that is located on the Breaks downtown Kearney. All you got to do is go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also get entered for our AFC, NFC, and Super Bowl contest. It's our postseason pick'em contest brought to you by Schroeder Smoke Foods, Sun Heat, all the details there. It's pretty easy. Pick the teams and pick how much the winner's going to win by. You could win party platters, heaters, great things. Daddy.
Well, before we go to break, don't we have Lane Kiffin's brother? Isn't he on the staff in Lincoln? There's a Kiffin, I believe, on the staff in Lincoln. I think it's a little brother who has some.
Why don't you effort that during the break?
But I believe there's a Kiffin on the staff in Lincoln that is a younger brother of Lane. And 1-888-455-3776 if you can help us. I'm having troubles right now locating that information.
All right.
But we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
A break. Coming up, Mike Anderson, Nebraska baseball coach. Then we'll talk with Hastings baseball coach Jim Bovee in the second half of the show, inducted last weekend into the NAIA Hall of Fame. It's all coming up.
You've told us it's your favorite show, so get ready, get set, go to the Home Builders Show, January 15, 16, and 17 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Hundreds of ideas for better living. You can register for all kinds of prizes. Doors open at 1 o'clock on Friday, 10 a.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. Sunday. There's a nominal entrance fee, except 12 and under, no charge. It's our 27th annual Home Builders Show, January 15, 16, 17, Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, courtesy of the West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Hastings YMCA announces its Y-Ball Classic 2010 Youth Basketball Tournament. Divisions include boys and girls 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. Cost is $100 per team. Individual medals will be given to all 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place teams. Registration deadline is Friday, January 15th. Registration forms are available at either Hastings YMCA location or online at hastingsymca.net. For more information, call 463-3139.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs in the low to mid-40s. Northwest winds stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect clear skies and light winds, lows in the upper teens, on the way to 44 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, we were wrong yesterday. And when I say we were wrong, that's such a rarity on this show. Usually just one of us is wrong, but we were wrong. We kind of agreed that there's no way that that game last night was going to be close to the 14-point spread, 13-point spread. Ended up 12. We kind of figured either Nebraska's there till the last minute, and they were there for a long time, or they would just get blown out of the building. But when they come out on a 12-1 start, I mean, you just went... And then Kansas, I mean, even great basketball teams with semi and wide open shots don't hit them all, but they were doing it last night for the whole game.
13-21, I believe, 30-point range.
Here's the deal. Well, we shot the ball well, too. Here's the deal, though. If you're Doc Sadler, and being a coach is just, it's tough work, I know, don't you just say, guys, if you give me this effort against Colorado and Iowa State and Texas A&M and Okie State, Oklahoma, who's not doing very well right now, give me the effort against those teams like you gave me here, we can be 500 in the conference. It doesn't do us any good to beat Kansas, go 1-1 against Kansas, and go 5-11 in the conference, or to beat Texas and go 4-12 in the conference. That doesn't do us any good. Give me that effort against the teams that we have a legit shot at beating. And we know, I mean, yeah, every once in a while you can pull off the miracle. But that's where Nebraska basketball is right now. But overall, you know, for all the threes that were rained down in Kansas, hit 13-21 in the ball game yesterday. I thought it was an enjoyable game to watch. I mean, you kind of always knew what was coming. Kansas got back into it so quick. I mean, you build an 11-point lead and it's gone by the 12-minute mark. It's just amazing.
As bad as we rip on the officiating in football, it's that worse in basketball. When you got balls coming off the backboard.
Goaltending, yeah. I don't know how you can miss stuff like that. Three guys, I don't know how you can miss it, but it happens. Mistakes are made.
Mistakes? Nebraska got shafted. You know, the first trip down the court, when people get molested, there's people been in jail.
Easy.
Sharon Collins.
Easy.
For less than you did the first trip down the court to Jeter or whoever had the ball.
No call.
It's just like, knock it down. The kid's littler than you. Knock down the little kid. Take the ball. Go in for a layup. Thanks a lot. That's a hell of a good time, Big 12.
Mike Anderson is just a minute away. I think maybe that's him coming up right now. So I want to, while we're checking, speaking of officiating, are you okay? I know there was a gym full of people concerned yesterday. You were touting the brawl between Overton and Loomis yesterday afternoon, big doubleheader.
Oh, backyard brawl it was.
What happened, Daddy? You didn't. You weren't there at the final bell.
That, you know, the big fellow went down, a little ankle injury. Outside of ankle sprain, I don't know. It's not a high ankle sprain. I checked that out first thing.
You still got the boot on this morning?
Still got the boot on. Still having a little trouble trying to get back at it.
So are you day-to-day, or are you doubtful for this weekend?
Well, I'm doubtful for this weekend. I think trying to go Monday, they're thinking that's probably the case for the Martin Luther King Spectacular going on at Axtell.
Okay.
A little junior high tournament for Martin Luther King Day.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, Matt Coatney, the voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, is going to join us. Kelsey Griffin, one of 21 semifinalists for the Wooden Award. That goes to the nation's top player. Unlike the Heisman, they have the Wooden. You've got the Honda Award for volleyball, which is the Honda or the Heisman equivalent. Well, in basketball, it's called the Wooden Award for both men and women. And so she is one of 19 points, 10.2 rebounds, shooting 63% so far this season. So
we talked to Connie Yori earlier on the Doug and Day Show. You know, your coach comes out and supports her players. That's great. You know, Connie Yori said, guys, she's one of the best five players in the nation. She's a true All-American. You think, okay, she's standing up for a play. You know, you got Connecticut, you got Tennessee, you're thinking, all right, does she really want... She may be that good.
And she is scheduled to join us, Kelsey Griffin, on the Doug and Daddy Show next week. It looks like Wednesday is going to be the day. Kelsey Griffin to join us live next Wednesday. Mike Anderson about ready to join us. But first, Daddy, you found out some information about the whole Kiffin, Nebraska staff connection. What do you got?
Well, little brother Chris Kiffin is a football intern. And we had somebody call and say Mark. I don't. It's under Chris in the athletic guide. So we're going to go with Chris Kiffin. He is a little brother of Lane Kiffin. I knew there was a relationship there.
Well, it's hard to think for some folks, Daddy, with all this snow on the ground, that it's baseball season. We're just about a month away from actually Nebraska playing at Fresno State, but they're starting to get warmed up. They're starting to get their conditioning. They're starting to do some work, and they're also doing some PR work. They're going to be coming out to Grand Island for a meet and greet on Saturday morning. But, of course, when football season's over, it's time to think baseball, and we're ready to talk a little baseball.
Yeah, it's Mike Anderson, the head coach at the University of Nebraska, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you guys have been thinking baseball for a long time, I'm assuming.
I'll tell you what, we have been. The more it snows, the more we think about it. So it just let those inches pile up, and it's a good time of year for us. Spring is, you start talking February, you start talking about Major League Baseball and everybody getting excited. For us, it's January, and, we're pretty excited. As soon as the kids come back for school, we're kind of into the full go mode. So good to have them back and good to get going.
Coach, you've had some success with some kids from the Grand Island area, and you're going to be there on Saturday to talk to some of the Husker fans. But before we really talk about the meet and greet, fill the folks in on what some of the players like Johnny Doran. I know you're probably in contact with Jabba. They're on two different ends of the spectrum. But how about some of the kids that have recently left the program, went on to some bigger and better things?
Well, we've got quite a few guys in minor league baseball right now and getting a chance to get paid for something that they love. And Johnny Doran's one of them, and those guys are working out with not with us. They're in the facilities and kind of doing their own programs right now. But it sure is nice to have those guys come back and work hard and show their work habits and show why they are playing minor league baseball and getting into the hopefully make big league baseball. But boy, Johnny, you talk about a GI guy. That kid is put on some weight and just working his tail off. So. Jabba's obviously got a ring on his finger, has done some incredible things, and he's just getting himself started too. So we've got quite a few guys around, Jake Opitz, Aaron Probonik, some of these guys, Brian Dunzing. It sure is nice to see these guys working hard to get to the big leagues.
Mike, were you surprised at all that Drew Anderson made it as far and been playing Triple-A for most of the last 2 years and been bounced around in double, Triple-A, got a chance to play in the majors? Were you surprised by that?
I'll tell you what, Drew was a very talented young man. He didn't have much success in college, which it doesn't surprise me that he continued because he's so athletic. He worked hard at what he did. And once he got into professional baseball, he kept grinding it out. And you couldn't be surprised because of his will and his want for things. So for us, you kind of look back and you look at his whole career and you think, really, this was just the first stages of him beginning to grow and take off in the game of baseball. And we're happy to have had Drew in our program, so I'm glad he had a lot of success. And I really wasn't surprised because Drew had a lot of will and want for what he was going for.
Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up this Saturday, the Husker Home Run Club sponsoring a meet and greet in Grand Island. It takes place at the Home Federal Savings and Loan location on West Stolle Park Road. Goes from 9 to 11. Coach, what should fans expect when they come out?
Well, you're going to get to meet. We're going to bring about half the kids out. We've got about 20 kids coming out, and we'll talk a little bit about the program. talk about the kids that we have specifically in the program. We'll talk about how important it is to be in the state of Nebraska, and I think we almost do it for recruiting purposes. If you want to know the truth, we're trying to recruit those 8-year-olds out in Grand Island already, and have fun with it. But what they can expect too, we bring your kids, please bring those kids out, get some autographs, have some fun with it. Our home run club does an incredible job, and we want to see the kids. We want to have them come out in full force, and we've always had a good showing out there, so that's why we continue to come out.
Mike, one luxury you guys have had in the past is they always had that Friday night guy, whether it was Jabba or Aaron Marsden, Shane, the list goes on and on, Johnny. Not the case this year. You've got a short list. Casey Hopman maybe leads that short list, but throw me some other names on that short list to be that opening night guy for you.
Well, I hope that the way you just said that is the way everybody thinks, that we don't have much of a list this year. And you know, we're going to surprise some people this year. I feel good about our team. Last year was a year that we got hit by the draft pretty good. It was one of the first years that we had been hit by the draft probably in the last 10 years that really affected us and really hurt us. We're a little bit young, but I can go through a list. Sean Yost, Casey Hopman, Tom Lemke you may not know of, Kirk Giller you may not know of, Michael Marriott, some guys that have been in the program, but hopefully one of those guys can come out and be a dominant Friday night guy, but I if they don't, we've got a Friday, Saturday, Sunday where I think we can match up pretty well against some teams in a weekend series is what you want to do for the Big 12. And I hope there's a thought pattern of, well, you know, we might be able to get by Nebraska, because if you do, that's going to hurt you this year.
Doug, I'll just throw in there, Tom Lemke was a 10th rounder who was picked in the 10th round by Texas. Kirk Giller, he mentions, was out of Manhattan, Kansas, a 21st rounder out of Toronto. Both right-handed kids and both expected to do big things.
Well, what about since the last time we talked with Coach Mike Anderson, who's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, 11 kids signing up, a couple of them from Nebraska, but as usual, the rest of that recruiting class from all over the country. Any other kids that might or that you're expecting to step up and contribute as freshmen?
Well, yeah, quite a few, actually. We've got a young man here from Lincoln, Nebraska, Josh Sheffert, that I'm very excited about. Chad Christensen, a young man from Cedar Rapids, that very, very athletic kid, a Nebraska kid, Kurt Farmer, that has excited us a little bit. He's doing some neat things and has got to gain some strength. We've got a good group of freshmen. Obviously, I can mention quite a few, but this class that we brought in was ranked 13th, which is the highest recruiting class we've ever had. And you know, that you're going to look back 3 years from now and say, was it worth a 13th ranking? But we feel strongly about it. And one of the kids I mentioned right away was that Josh Sheffert from Lincoln. He's done some great things and can anticipate, I think, from an offensive side more than anything else, helping us. And then we have a few Colorado kids that I think are going to help us too, and Brian Peters and Luke Bublitz, and Pat Hirschberg. So feel good about the recruiting class that we have in. We feel strongly about the position players that we've got in the last 2 years. What happened this year, we feel like we got a good, strong recruiting class when it comes to the pitching, and basically three-quarters of our recruiting the last 2 years is here, just minus that pitching from last year. So we feel like we're on a good building block mode right now.
Well, you got six position players that have started more than 20 games last season, including all Big 12 first baseman Tyler Farst. Is that really where you expect the pop in this lineup to come from, him and maybe Adam Bailey?
Yeah, I think so. I think Adam Bailey's going to hit some home runs again for us. And Tyler Farst isn't necessarily a big home run hitter. He'll probably pop out five or six. Cody Ashe has been a young man that has been really, really, really impressive this fall, has really gained some strength and really done some things. So, if we could have Adam Bailey as a left-handed hitter and Tyler Farst as a right, and then come back with Cody Ashe, there's a pretty good left-right-left mix of power in there that, we've got a chance to do some things offensively. So that's pretty encouraging. And then you add some of those young guys to it, like I said, Sheffert and Christensen and Peters. Those kids can add some pop, too.
Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're going to be in Grand Island Saturday morning for a meet and greet. Coach, you make the normal travel schedule at the beginning of the year, a couple trips out to California for Fresno and UCLA. You head to Rice. Not a lot of home games, but I already look right away. You open Big 12 play at Texas, and so the team's going to have to be ready to go when you start Big 12 play.
That's one of the reasons we put Fresno and you got Rice, you've got UCLA. It's a grinding schedule. It's tough. We're not going to back down from anything at any time. And scheduling is extremely important. We hope to get off to a good start with a young team and learn some lessons going into the Big 12. And obviously we start right at the cream of the crop. And we've had some success down at Texas. I hope this young team can go down there and do that. But it's definitely a challenging schedule for us, but something that we really wanted to have happen.
Mike, which of those young pitchers lights up the radar gun or makes a flash the eyes?
Kurt Giller and Tom Lemke do. And, I mentioned Michael Marriott. Michael touched a 96 this past fall. Lemke and Giller are, 91, 90, 90, 90, 92, somewhere in that range. And, they've got good velocity. They were picked in the draft for a reason. It's potential. We've got to develop that potential. But, we've had 14 guys that were above the 90-mile-an-hour mark. So the arm strength, the arms are there. And we just feel like we just need a little time to develop them. So we hope that, early in the season we get that developed and go into the Big 12 with some good people.
Mike, you bring up like a Michael Marriott. What's been lacking, I guess, for him to get out there and dominate like maybe you thought he would?
Well, I think the biggest thing is throwing strikes. Last year we had to put a lot of kids in a role last year. It's the first time we've had to do it, that we had to expand their roles. Where instead of taking Michael last year where we could develop him like we do, like we had in the past, all of a sudden losing eight arms, you had to choose some different roles for these guys, and they got exposed. They got exposed in their development. They got exposed through the process, and it's something that every single young man gets the opportunity to do. But last year, we didn't get the opportunity to do that. We had to throw them out there and let them roll, and there was some exposure to it. So a young man like Michael Marriott is developing the way he should. It's just that it was a different role for him. This year, we anticipate him having a lot of experience that way and being a lot more confident when he takes on when he takes the mound.
So many great kids have come from the state of Nebraska, a handful from central Nebraska. Coach, we'll let you out of here with this. I mean, we haven't even brought this kid up yet. Who's taking care of those bullpen duties here for you this year, a bullpen catcher?
I don't know. Anybody can take that bullpen. That bum Brooks is his career is done here. I'll tell you this: we didn't get a chance to mention Cash Kalkowski from GI.
Oh yeah,
he's had shoulder surgery, and he's trying to rehab from that and working his tail off. So couldn't be more proud of him as a student, as an athlete, and his character really shines too. So I'm proud of Cash, but we'll find somebody in that bullpen to replace Brooksy, I promise.
Any truth to the rumors that the producers of Rudy have contacted you about making a movie about Brooksy?
That's classic right there. One of these days that kid might make a movie, so you guys better be careful on that.
It's coming up this Saturday. Come out and see the Husker baseball team. I mean, as Coach said, they're going to bring about half the team, bring the kids out, get the autographs, and get ready for baseball season. That is from 9 to 11 this Saturday morning in Grand Island. That's going on at Home Federal Savings and Loan on West Stolly Park Road. Coach Mike Anderson, as always, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're just a month away from opening day.
You bet. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take a break. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to head over to Hastings. Jim Bovee is going to join us, but Nebraska baseball receiving votes, Big 12. Texas is number one in the preseason collegiate baseball poll, but then there's not much after that. The teams that are ranked are way down in that top 40, seven of them receiving votes, but be interesting. I think after Texas, it's pretty wide open in the Big 12.
Well, college baseball is one of those things, kind of like the USHL. You can turn around your team rather quickly with the people that leave and the people that come into the program. I think you're going to get to see a lot of those freshmen. You know, a 10th round kid chooses to go to college instead of take that money. You know, a 21st rounder chooses to go to college, not take that money. That could be big. There's two guys that could get on the mound for Nebraska and hopefully help this team back to prominence in the Big 12.
Won't be long until you can watch preseason
season baseball, Major League Baseball, college baseball, whatever you want. And, of course, the place to do it is where they've got the best sports viewing set up in Kearney. The crowd and the TVs are there for you at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in the downtown Kearney Center right on the north end of the bricks. They've got the coldest beer in Kearney guaranteed at 32 degrees or less. And don't forget, they have been making additions for the last 6 months, and they're finishing that up. If you haven't been there in a while, go in, check out the whole new scene at Cunningham's. You were checking it out yesterday, weren't you?
I was there.
And you partying it up?
A little bit.
You and Mike and the boys dominating?
I partied it up a little bit.
You told me it was like a triple thumbs up.
Yeah, it was triple. Yeah, if I had three thumbs, I'd put them all up right now.
Cunningham's Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. Stop by, check it out on the bricks downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a break. Jim Bovey from Hastings College joins us next.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I have a recommendation for the new year. Stop wasting time waiting in line at the post office. Stop wasting money leasing a postage meter. Use Stamps.com instead to buy and print official U.S. postage right from your own desk. With Stamps.com, you can print postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. Then just hand your mail to your postal carrier or drop it in the mailbox. It's easy. It's convenient. With Stamps.com, you'll never have to go to the post office again. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. A no-risk trial, plus $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com today. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting money. That's Stamps.com and enter Colin.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader on Westwood One. First, it's a matchup of high-powered offenses as Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints host Kurt Warner and the Arizona Cardinals. Then, in Part 2, the Ravens and their smothering defense head to Indianapolis to try and stop Peyton Manning and the Colts. If it's the NFL playoffs, they're right here.
Cardinals, Saints, Ravens, Colts, Saturday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs in the low to mid-40s. Northwest winds stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect clear skies and light winds, lows in the upper teens, on the way to 44 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Get. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get. Boom, boom, boom.
Doug and Daddy show on this Thursday. Glad to have you along with us. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, that's the number. And, of course, you can always email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got a couple more things on the Kiffin situation we will get to. But first off, we have talked to Mike Anderson about Husker baseball, the meet and greet coming up this Saturday in Grand Island. But hard to believe that you have to start practicing this time of the year if you want to be ready to go for all the teams in this part of the country getting on the road for a long time over that first month. And we'll talk a little baseball. We'll also talk about probably the biggest honor a sporting athlete or coach can receive with Jim Bovey, the head baseball coach at Hastings College this morning. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing good. Back from, do we call it vacation, business, or was it all fun?
Well, a combination, but I don't know. It was 25 degrees down in Dallas when we were there, so the cold weather is everywhere.
Well, that's no fun. Hopefully it'll warm up when you guys get to travel south, play a little baseball. And before we talk about baseball and the upcoming season, you have known about this honor for a long, long time, I guess, and had a chance to let it sink in. But still, I'm sure during the ceremony and when you finally got down there last week, it probably rekindled a few emotions. What was the whole ceremony and your thoughts going into that ceremony last week?
Well, you're right. You know, we were notified in August that it was going to take place, and I don't know that you really do much thinking about it in that, you know, between August and the actual time you get it. But it was a nice deal. You know, we do it at the coaches' convention each year, and the NAIA kind of lets each sport decide where they want to do their Hall of Fame. You know, when Coach Rodas got into the Hall of Fame, the NAIA Hall of Fame, it was actually at the national tournament. And the baseball coaches, we've had a few at the national tournament, but we've just decided that it's better to do it at the convention in front of your peers. You know, it's, you know, 25 players from Point Loma Nazarene really don't care about going to the World Series and seeing the coach from Hastings College going in the Hall of Fame, where, you know, a lot of the coaching colleagues who you form friendships with or you've competed against over the years are at the convention. And so it's a nice deal to have it there.
I go back to every time somebody gets notified in August. When you got that phone call or you got that letter, what was your initial reaction, Coach?
Well, you know, your initial reaction is you don't really know if you belong in it. You know, I've been going to the convention for 15, 18 years, and you see all these guys that kind of grew up thinking they're kind of in your coaching careers, thinking they're on the Mount Rushmore of the NAIA, whether it be as a coach or as a contributor, you know, in the category I'm in, meritorious service. So your first instinct is really, you know, did you really belong, you really deserve to belong in that same group as those people did? And then you kind of start thinking about, you know, who had a hand in the official part of making you a Hall of Famer. Obviously, there's a process. Somebody has to nominate you, collect supporting materials and things like that. And then, you know, eventually you start reflecting on the people who've kind of helped you along the way. You know, one of the things that was really nice for me is Bob Borchter came down for their ceremony. And, of course, he was our director of athletics at Hastings when I got hired to start baseball. And one of the things I pointed out at the luncheon was, you know, when he hired me, I had never coached an inning of college baseball as a head coach or an assistant coach, and yet he still took a chance on bringing me in. So,
Jim Bovee joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, many folks familiar with the great job he's done at Hastings College now over the last 20 years. Coach, talk about where the program is now compared to maybe where you took it over, not necessarily wins or losses, but how it looks different, how it is different. You still play in that beautiful ballpark, but I'm sure a lot of things have changed in the last 20 years.
Well, the constants have been where we play, and I guess the coach are both old school. And, you know, obviously you look back at all the players you have, but you know, you hope you've created a program that can stand on its own a little bit as far as the recruiting side of things and the way people see your program as far as faculty members and people in the community, and you hope that people have seen that you've tried to do things the right way. And then I think, you know, another thing is you want to try to stay involved in baseball in a number of different areas, not just necessarily just the Hastings College baseball program, but on the national scene and here in the local with the Legion and the youth leagues and things like that. So, you know, as my family has grown and I've gotten older, I think I've become more active in that area. And I think our program has set a reputation of, you know, of trying to be serious about athletics and academics and trying to teach them guys some things that will take them beyond just the baseball field part of it. I've always said that when you see these guys come in as freshmen and you get a chance to see them do their senior projects or you get a chance to see them graduate, that's just as good as seeing them play on the field as seniors.
Jim, take us back over the last 20 years. Give me 3-4 players that really stand out to you on and off the field that really made a difference in your life.
Well, you know, we just put in Rod Hartman in our Hall of Fame here at Hastings. And, you know, probably as good a player as our league has seen. The first player in our league who was a two-time player of the year. You know, so obviously just for his performance on the field and the kind of person he is, I've always said that as much as you like him on the field, you like him better at practice. You know, Gary Freeman was a key individual getting started our very first year, was on our first four teams. And when he came in, of course, we had nothing. And by the time he left, we had won two conference titles, and he was a four-time all-conference player, and now works for the college as president of our foundation. So, you know, I have a little different relationship with him now than when I did. But there's so many, that you think of as good players, but every now and then you get a note from someone who pitched a third of an inning, and you know, will congratulate you on making the Hall of Fame and talk about that third of an inning that he pitched in the varsity level made 4 years worthwhile for him. And you know, that means as much as some of the guys who have gotten drafted and things like that. So
Jim Bovee is with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, going into the Hall of Fame for meritorious service, which means he's done a lot more than just coach baseball at Hastings College. And I know a couple of those things, and reading some of the other articles include putting together the new playoff format for the NAIA, which they've just started using, but also starting the Champions of Character initiative. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that maybe have seen the term, don't know what it's about. I think you'd probably like to tell folks what that is all about.
Well, yeah, you know, several years ago, the NAIA really said, you know, what can make us distinct as an organization? You know, around this part of the country, people are fairly familiar with the NAIA, but you go to some states, they really don't know much about it. And we really felt that the schools that are in the NAIA, we're about the playing, but we're also about the citizenship and the scholarship and the final product after graduation. You know, we're not necessarily in the business of producing professional athletes. We're in the business of producing good, productive college graduates. And so we started, as the NAIA started, the Champions of Character initiative. And, in baseball, we like the fact that we were one of the first associations to really latch onto that and really try to promote that. And we're the first ones to say, well, you know, if this is important to us, well, let's start recognizing some of the people who are exhibiting these traits in. Integrity, responsibility, respect, sportsmanship, servant leadership are the five components of it. And so we established an individual award and a team award for that. And after a year or two, the NAIA took that and used that as their template for all sports. And so we now have those awards in all sports. We did a similar thing with the scholar team. You know, each sport had announced individual scholar athletes, people who excelled both athletically and as students, but we hadn't had a team award. Baseball started the team award, and now we have that team award for all our sports. So, as baseball coaches, and I was lucky enough to be an officer during that time that we were putting those things together and had a hand in putting together some of the designs of that, we're very proud of the fact that we had a hand in starting some of those things.
Well, Jim, before we let you get out of here, got to ask you about the baseball team and your expectations for this upcoming season. Obviously, not the weather, anybody, Coach Day, Coach Anderson, you want to start off things, but nonetheless, that's the hand you're dealt.
Well, it sure is. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, we had over half of our January practices were outside. Now, as a coach, you prepare for the season with the idea you might not get outside before you play. You know, and I've always told our guys, we'd rather have nice weather where our games are than where our practices are. And, we're not scheduled to play here in Hastings till March 13. Of course, that's in jeopardy right now. Those of you who are familiar with Duncan Field, you can't read the distance signs on the wall because there's so much snow banked up against the walls out there. I was just out there the other day that you can't see that it's 408. It's not visible. But, we're getting a stretch of nice days here, and we're crossing our fingers we don't get much more snow. But you need to be sensitive that you are practicing what's an outdoor sport. You're practicing it indoors, and, you know, you need to vary your practice a little bit and put in a strategic day off that maybe you wouldn't if you could get outside all the time and hope that your players can adjust to that and get done what you can.
Well, Jim, congratulations on the great honor of making it into the NAIA Hall of Fame, and we'll catch up with you again once the season gets rolling. We look forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Coach Jim Bovee, Hastings College Broncos baseball program. By the way, Hastings College basketball teams swept the Dana last night. Jeremiah Slough, 32 points. Wade Vaughn's 21 in a 79-73 victory. The women win by nearly
100?
40.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Ducey becomes the second now on the career scoring list at Hastings College. That's quite there's some great athletes that have played at Hastings College. She had 25 last night. They're at Dort coming up on Saturday. And UNK, they get to play at Western New Mexico tonight. Loper wrestling team, a winner last night over Mesa State. They're at Central Oklahoma tonight. And then at the Lone Star Duels this weekend, Hastings wrestling also a winner last night. We will take a break, be back, and wrap up the show after this.
Everyone has questions about preparing their taxes, especially this one.
What's this going to run me?
Well, now at H&R Block, you can get a straightforward price for a straightforward return. Pay just $39 to file a federal 1040 easy tax return and $29 if you need to file a state. And if your taxes are more complex, we can handle that too. Learn more at hrblock.com/1040EZ. Click, call, or come over. Get it right. H&R Block. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use form 1040EZ. Price is available at participating locations.
Ever notice your automatic response before a collision? Hitting the brakes, honking, swerving? How about after a crash? Do you call for help? If you're injured or your cell phone's out of reach, you can't. With OnStar Automatic Crash Response, built-in sensors can alert an OnStar advisor who can direct emergency help to your exact GPS location. Help is automatic, in case your response isn't. OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hogan's has it in downtown Kearney. We want to get rid of it. That's right. We need to make room for new spring items, and that means huge savings in every department. From now through January 18th, you'll save 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. So come save and celebrate our anniversary sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A reminder, there is some high school basketball going on tonight on our sister station, 98.9 KKPR. St. Paul is taking on Kearney Catholic, that game at Cope Gymnasium. Again, that starts at 6. Elm Creek is at Axtell tonight. Burwell is at Ord. Ravenna is at Shelton. SEM is at Litchfield, among the games that are going on tonight. There's also wrestling. Kearney High and Hastings called off last week because of the storm. They are going to make that up as part of a duel tonight with Columbus. So Kearney will duel the Hastings varsity at 5, and then the Columbus varsity following that between 7 and 7:30 at Kearney High tonight. Former UNK assistant football coach Cesar Sandoval has been named the interim head coach at Fort Lewis College, and he's going to have his hands full, Daddy.
Well, he had a lot of work to do, and I know there are some money issues going on there, and even if they were going to have football. But congratulations. He takes over that head position, albeit on an interim basis. Got a chance to text him this morning, and he said a lot of work. We'll see how it goes. RMAC does get another hot wife.
A lot of... Wow.
Good-looking ladies in that RMAC conference.
A lot of them have whittled their way to UNK or through UNK. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Greg says, Chris Giffen is a football intern at Nebraska. No info was given in the media guide, so who knows if he's related to Lane. And, Greg, we're going to try and get a Silver Lake game. One of the ones that we had scheduled there was snowed out last month and rescheduled on a night where we were already covered. So, hopefully we'll see the Mustangs, our girls team, is doing outstanding again. Now, continuing on with that, Chris Kiffin, Mike from St. Paul said from the Sunday Omaha World Herald that Chris is the younger brother of Lane Kiffin, son of Monty, an intern to the Husker football staff, and he talked about how he paid his dues through the years. In high school, one of his unofficial duties as a ball boy in Tampa was signing some of Warren Sapp's fan mail, either Big W, Big S, Big 99. He says, I had it down pat. Chris said that in exchange, Sapp would order Nike warm-up outfits for him. So Mike goes on to say, oh, well, that's nice. And what did little Timmy get for the nice fan mail he sent to Mr. Sapp? The life lesson everyone needs to eventually learn. Most pro athletes are a-holes. Additionally, it makes you wonder, do you think Lane has a problem forging a national letter of intent? I'm guessing no.
There you go.
Now we're back at the Den Pop Inbox one more time. Good morning, guys. I usually chime in about the Hawkeyes. Oh, Hawkeye Eric. Yes, we usually don't pay much attention. But in on a serious subject today, guys, they asked for our help. 11 years ago, Eric traveled to Haiti with the Salvation Army to help rebuild from Hurricane Mitch damage. Now they're struck with the earthquake. People, you can help by visiting www.salvationarmyhaiti.org or text Haiti 90999 to donate $10, charge your wireless phone bill. People, they need your help and prayers in Haiti, and as a witness of this country, every little bit helps. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Thanks for the email, Eric.
That is such a tragic thing that's going on, and all the news organizations are there, and some places it seems like it's okay, and others, I mean, 9 million people there. They think they may have lost 100,000 lives. Every time I hear about all these bad things that go on out of the United States that are away from our country, tsunamis, all these things that are terrible disasters, and the big numbers they put out there, and then they talk about it, and a month later, everybody kind of, well, we move on to the next thing. 3,000, just a little over 3,000 people lost their lives at 9/11. They're talking 100,000 people. It is just something I can't fathom. It is unbelievable. Check your news sites. Check your websites. They're all up there for more information.
Check this out, SalvationArmyHaiti.org or text 90999 to donate $10. It'll be charged right to your phone. Easy to do.
Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show to Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson, Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey, UNK baseball coach Damon Day wants to join in, so he'll be on the program tomorrow. Great to have him on, and Matt Coatney, the play-by-play voice of the Husker women's basketball team, among our guests tomorrow.
We'll see you at 1460, 1550. We're out.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.